Steve Bannon on My Son Hunter, this is going to be the second article of impeachment on Biden. By David Ng on September 23, 2022. Steve Bannon, former Trump White House chief strategist and host of the popular War Room podcast, praised the new film My Son Hunter for highlighting the Biden family corruption scandals, which Bannon believes will be a centerpiece of an impeachment case against President Joe Biden if Republicans regain control of Congress in November's midterm elections. Absolutely brilliant film. Everybody's got to watch this film, particularly because, look, this is going to be the second article of impeachment on Biden, Bannon said during an interview Friday on his War Room podcast with My Son Hunter star Lawrence Fox, who portrays Hunter Biden in the film. Bannon laid out how My Son Hunter will help build momentum for Biden's impeachment should Republicans regain control of the House in November, as is widely expected. This film is only going to get more screenings and more showings as we get to the hearings. Because remember, the second article of impeachment is going to be about the financial compromise with the Chinese Communist Party, he said, referring to the Biden family's shady business dealings in China. So this thing is on. The War Room host, who is a former Breitbart News executive chairman and also an accomplished documentary filmmaker himself, praised My Son Hunter director Robert Davi, calling the iconic actor, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, a national asset who is not used enough. Let's say this, you'll watch it multiple times, Bannon said of the film, which is available now for streaming and downloading. It's that good and that kind of mesmerizing. And the reason is that it's not totally linear, and it's not quite paint by numbers. And that's why I think it's so deep. It's incredibly entertaining, but it has deep lessons there and a lot of information, he added. My Son Hunter dramatizes several of Hunter Biden's actual foreign business deals, including a $5 million agreement with his Chinese business associate Patrick Ho, whom he referred to as the fucking spy chief of China in a recording on his laptop. Hunter also struck a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China, a mere 12 days after he visited China with his father, who was vice president at the time. He also formed a partnership with a Chinese military link company. These and other real-life corruption scandals were included in an extensive series of articles at Breitbart highlighting the facts behind the film. Though the film is a dramatization, My Son Hunter is based on solid reporting of the Biden family corruption taken from the public record. The film's screenwriter Brian Godwes stressed this fact in an interview with the UK Daily Mail. I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines, Godwes said. And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie. Investigative author Peter Schweitzer, whose best-selling books were the first to report on the Biden family corruption, also attested to the film's authenticity and its damning indictment of the Biden family corruption, as Breitbart reported. During a panel discussion about the film on Truth Social, Schweitzer called My Son Hunter a shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh, Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. It's such an unbelievable story in a way, Schweitzer said. I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be about the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened. During his recent interview with CBS 60 Minutes, President Biden waved off any concerns about corruption. There's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to My Son Hunter, Biden said. But evidence is mounting that Hunter Biden leveraged his father's political power to score lucrative business deals in hostile countries like China and Russia, putting U.S. national security at risk. The mainstream news media have tried to bury My Son Hunter under an avalanche of bad reviews. But audience reaction has been overwhelmingly positive, with the movie hitting a 90% positive audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Even the critic of Britain's left-wing The Independent admitted My Son Hunter taught him things he hadn't previously known about the Biden family's corruption. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was brought to the screen by producers Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers. McAleer and McElhinney's unreported story Society crowdfunded the film's $2.3 million budget from 30,000 donors, a fact which McAleer said proves the public's desire to see this story told. The film stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Watch the trailer. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.